This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now that is going to take us back a little bit more than 12 years to the middle-ish days of the financial crisis when things were, well, they were kind of falling apart. And the Bush administration put Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac into government conservatorship. That was, and it still is, a big deal because those two companies back basically half of all the mortgages in this economy. Both the Obama administration and President Trump said they wanted to get the government out of that equation and return Fannie and Freddie to private ownership. But they are saying that no more. In a statement late yesterday, federal regulators said they will let the companies hold on to more of their profits, but will leave their current structure pretty much intact. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what that might mean for the $11 trillion mortgage market in this economy.
It's hard to overstate the importance of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to the mortgage market. David Stevens is with Mountain Lake Consulting.
These are two institutions that, between the two of them, hold about $6.6 trillion in obligations behind the mortgage-backed securities around the globe, the second largest currency next to the U.S. Treasury.
Which is partly why the Trump administration and the company's top regulator, Mark Calabria, wanted them back in private control. Kevin Erdman is a fellow with the Mercatus Center at George Mason University.
There's concerns, obviously, going back to the financial crisis, that they represent a lot of taxpayer risk.
But the pandemic changed the equation, Erdman says. With millions of people unable to pay their mortgage bills and delinquencies on the rise, he says this is not the time to mess with the system.
If the worst case scenario somehow happened and there was this mass foreclosure event, it probably is best to sort of have that backstopped by the federal government.
Regulators will allow Fannie and Freddie to hold on to more of their profits. The goal is to eventually build enough capital to protect against losses that they could stand on their own. But Jim Parrott with the Urban Institute says the Biden administration is more likely to focus on how Fannie and Freddie can promote affordable housing and home ownership.
And that may eventually involve their release from conservatorship, but it may not.
And he says it certainly won't happen anytime soon. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.